This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach for International Women's Day, and one day a year is simply not enough while young women struggle year-round. This quote is a quote from our next guest, the founder of Warrior Woman, an organisation dedicated to supporting the safety and well-being of young women. With a lack of focus in the world around nurturing young women into success, Warrior Woman was formed by former New South Wales Woman of the Year and devoted high school teacher Jess Brown. I'm thrilled to have Jess join me this morning on International Women's Day to break down why one day simply isn't enough. Welcome to Joy Breakfast, Jess.
Oh, thanks, Rachel, and happy International Women's Day, everybody.
And you too. Now, as a high school teacher for many years, I imagine you experienced a really diverse range of young women coming through your classroom doors, but things like mental health don't discriminate based on your popularity or your school grades. What are some of the insights that you have around young women and their mental health?
I was a teacher for a decade. That was my sort of, I feel like that was the first part of my career. And I, you know, it presented as young women not thriving in the classroom. And 9 times out of 10, you look beyond that behaviour and see that there was something going on in the background, whether it was abuse or neglect. And often came with complex mental health issues. So presenting in that way, that led me to start my first charity in 2003, which was called Sister to Sister. Mm-hmm. And so what I did is that you can't expect kids to thrive in the classroom if you just give them all the textbooks and all the exam preparation and stuff like that. If there's something going on in the background, you've got to have a holistic approach. And so that's why I started my first charity, to be able to give each of the young women that we worked with a mentor who was there to support them and guide them. So I did that for 17 years, which then led me into working with that older demographic of young women, which I found was a huge gap, because a lot of young women, you know, when they sort of reach 18, we have a really strong focus on young people leaving the out of home care as well. So they're out on their own, and they may or may not have the skills that, you know, the ordinary 18-year-old might have. And so what we want is for these young women to become strong, independent women capable of taking their place in the world, but also to equip them with the skills to be able to thrive in the community. So, yeah, that's how Warrior Woman started.
So I really resonate with what you said. I feel like I really went through that in my young adult years as well. And you mentioned in one of your articles or reports that there's a bit of a lack of community when it comes to young women in supporting each other. What do you think this stems from?
I think there's a whole lot of things. Anxiety. Many of our young women have anxiety. I talked about the lack of family support, so therefore they feel that they're on their own. Many are isolated because they might be in abusive relationships as well. So it's that's what we do. That's what we address, is those issues, so that we can provide a really safe community of women who are there to support and guide them. Our mentors have a plethora of, you know, sort of skill sets and connections that we share within the group. And also we're able to be their cheerleaders, cheering from the side. Like, everyone needs a cheerleader, right?
Amen.
And then also providing them all the life skills. The way I explain it is everything I wish I knew when I left home at 18. What we find is the young women, you know, a lot of the isolation is because they don't feel like they fit in.
Mentorship is incredibly important, especially when it comes to like building that culture of support for young folk. How do young women find Warrior Woman? Is there like a GP referral service with like a mental health plan, or do they have to like reach out via your website?
Well, generally they're nominated by a third party. So it could be a high school teacher, it could be a caseworker, it could be a headspace worker if they have got that mental health plan from their GP. So it really varies. What we are finding now is that we're having so many more self-nominations as well. And, you know, that's where we get the greatest success is for the ones who are really, really ready to embrace the program. You know, because they're a little bit of an older demographic, you know, the ones that put their hand up themselves, really, really, what we find, really excel. And so, yeah, it's really about meeting them all at where their journey is at the moment, that breaking of that cycle that we, you know, I'm most passionate about and really is the core of everything that we do.
I can really feel your passion. Jess, for people like myself who I resonate with all of this, I feel like I've had experiences when I was younger where I didn't have myself together and I went through periods of couch surfing and those sort of things. Now that I'm a bit older and I'm getting my life on track, what can I now do to give back and help out supporting young, vulnerable women?
Oh, there's lots of things. I mean, you'd be a great mentor. Having life experience is always, you know, something that, you know, when you've turned your life around and have, you know, I can always tell the girls, this is what you do and this is what you should do. You know, you can't really do it that way. But if you've got role models such as yourself, you know, to be able to say, look, I was in your position. I am now in this position now. And this is the choices that I made. It's really about helping them on that journey and providing that safety net as well so that, you know, if they do fall through the cracks, you know, we're there to catch them and support them and, you know, to help them along the way in that transition. There's so many facets to what we do. So giving healthy role models and a safe place to go is the very basic part of it, and then we build on that with the life skills education and mental health support and then the opportunities.
Yeah, amazing. Resources, accountability, support, all of those things are so crucial in helping develop anybody. So, Jess, you are doing incredible work. Thank you so much for your time and insight this morning. You can find more information on the Warrior Woman projects and initiatives if you head to their website. You can also find Warrior Woman on all the social media platforms. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.